I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hello, ladies. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I really hope that you are loving this fall season of episodes. I love the theme this fall of living awake, and this has definitely resonated in this season of my life because I feel like the last couple years being in a wilderness pruning season, I feel like I truly have been awakened to the things that God is doing in my life, what God is doing all around me, which honestly brings me face to face to the fact that in my past recent seasons before that, I truly was asleep to what God had for me. I was asleep to how God was moving because honestly, the seasons before my wilderness season, like probably 3 and 4 years ago, life was great. We were paying off debt. Kids were healthy and things were great. Our marriage was growing, and I was able to work from home and things were great. I mean, we had some things happen in our lives and our family and things like that. Some struggles, of course, it's not ever perfect. But I honestly can say that I am so grateful for the opportunity to hang out in the valley for a little while. And if you have ever been in the valley, you know that it can be a hard place, it can be a lonely place, it can be a place where you feel very frustrated, especially when you feel like you're kind of stuck there for a little while. But looking back and seeing the person that I was 3 to 4 years ago, the person I was last year in 2018, and kind of the stripping of self and selfishness and pride and things that was inside of me that needed to be gone, I had to experience some things in my life to be able, honestly, to surrender to the Lord completely. I feel like I was hanging on. It's almost like I had one hand open, but the other hand I was closing up a little bit. And that is a hard place to be, because as much as I love the Lord, as long as I've really served the Lord and been a daughter of the King since I was a little girl, I can honestly say that I probably have grown more spiritually in the last year and a half to 2 years than ever in my life. And I can say that it all stemmed from starting down this season of where, from the outside looking in, it looked like I was wandering in the wilderness. Some days it felt like that, honestly. Outside looking in, we were going through some really hard things in our family, in our finances, in relationships. But the more the tornadic winds were going around us in this season, the lower and lower I got on my knees. And so I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know if you are in the pruning season. I don't know if you're kind of in that growing season. That's kind of the season that I'm in today. I think the pruning is over, but you never know. I may still be, who knows. But I'm in a growing season where I feel like that the Lord's revealing things to me, and I'm starting to grow and see how the Lord is weaving things together. But then there's also the fruit season, where you are bearing fruit and you're seeing just the favor and the blessings of just the obedience of Christ. And sometimes our fruit doesn't look like we want our fruit to look like, but the Lord's going to bear the fruit that He wants us to have. He's going to have us bear that fruit that He wants us to have. And so I'm learning more and more as I go through multiple seasons and dive into the Word of God, that honestly, it really doesn't have a lot to do with me. But living awake means living every single day awakened to what God wants to reveal to me. And so part of that is what it looks like when I'm diving into the Word of God. And so this episode is going to kind of give you an honest look at how you view the Bible. And I'm going to be transparent in how I viewed the Bible and read the Bible, because during this season of realizing that when you can say that you're grateful for one of the biggest struggles that you've had in your life, you know that's the Lord working. when you can, you know, for me, when I can sit here and say that I'm really glad that certain things happened, even though that I did have my 3-year-old meltdowns, I did cry a lot, I had to release a lot of things to the Lord that I was holding on to. I can honestly say that I needed those nights. I needed to experience some hurt. I needed to experience what it felt like to have things just stripped from my life and experience some change. And I typically don't like change. Well, I still don't like change. But the Lord put me in that place of change where things look unfamiliar, to where I would finally fix my eyes upon Him and have my mind renewed. I've always had a heart for the Lord, but my mind needed to be renewed. And so I don't know where you're at right now, but you may be in one of the three seasons, the pruning, the growth, or the fruit season. But I want to talk to you about the Word of God. And so this is kind of going to be a shorter podcast, and I want to challenge you at the end of this, because we forget sometimes that the Bible is alive, okay? So just like we need to be awakened, the Bible is already awakened. And so we have an opportunity every single day to be in the Word of God. And I've had so many seasons where I don't do a devotion. I don't open my Bible unless it's a Wednesday or Sunday and I'm at church. Like, I'm not coming on here saying you need to do a devotion every single day because you need to be in the Word of God. Like, this is not a checklist kind of thing. This is a renewing of your mind as you view, and how you view the Bible. And we are actually reading online in my online Bible study. We are doing Jen Wilkins' study, Women of the Word. And this study, this particular book, is helping us study the Bible with our hearts and our minds. And honestly, she's changing my perspective on how I read the Bible. And so I want to kind of give you how I typically have been reading the Bible and how the Lord has changed my heart and how it has really given me so much life in the midst of this season. So I typically, in different parts of times in my life, I open up the Word of God and sometimes can view it as how it can encourage me. And I honestly think there's a time and place for that, but I think that we are missing the point when it comes to this amazing Word of God. So if I was having a bad day, or I felt lonely, or if I had a decision to make, there's been times where I would approach the Bible as kind of like a, you know, magic eight ball, right? You remember the magic eight ball? And Jen Wilkins actually talks about this in her book. But where you say, okay, God, this is what I need. And then you open up to scripture and then like you're searching for that piece of encouragement or that answer that you're looking for. There's also been times of the Bible where, and she says it in her book, she has like the different names to this. It's pretty cool. But she talks about like the pinball approach of doing scripture. And that's just kind of going from one thing to the next and just kind of not really opening up the Word to see how it connects, but just pulling things out. And so it's kind of described like this. There's so many different chapters in the Bible, books of the Bible, and many of this is letters written. And it's just like if you got a letter in the mail, would you just not look at see who it's from? Would you just open up the letter and pick two sentences to read in the middle and then just put it back and not ever look at it again? Like, you would never do that, right? But sometimes that's what we do to the Bible. We open it up, we pull out what we need, and then we close it up. And we're not reading the context. We're not reading the history. We're not reading who the author was, who the audience is. And I've kind of touched on that a little bit in the past episodes. And so what I want to encourage you really honestly today is to have a fresh mindset, because the Bible is not a story about Ashley Shepherd. The Bible is not a story about you. The Bible is the story of Jesus, our risen Savior. And I want to encourage you that when you open up the Word of God, that number one, that you would pray every single time before you read the Bible, do your devotion, whatever it is, that you would pray and ask the Holy Spirit for just a fresh word, that the Holy Spirit would guide and lead you as you read, but also that the Holy Spirit would help you give you understanding. I think we have so many excuses of why we don't read the Bible. Oh, I don't understand it. I don't know how it connects the dots. If you're like me, you read the New Testament way more than you read the Old Testament, right? Because it just, you can understand it better. And y'all know my struggles in school. Like, I struggled to make a D, right? Like, I am not that book smart, I should say. My beautiful friend Julie that I work out with said, you said you weren't smart on that podcast. She got on to me. I guess I was never book smart. I had to work really hard, and I still have to work really hard for understanding. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in, because we forget, we learn that in John, that when Jesus tells his disciples, I have to go away because I want to bring the Holy Spirit to you, because that's God's plan, that when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, that we've got the Holy Spirit inside of us and he is our helper. And so he will help you understand. He will bring to remembrance. He will give you knowledge and wisdom from God's word. And so I do want you to pray that prayer every single time and see how God moves. And so I want you to have a fresh perspective and to remember that God, this Bible, this God breathed, this alive, it says it's sharper than a two-edged sword, that this is a powerful weapon that we have in our lives. But it's ultimately a story about God. And so instead of opening it up and saying, okay, what does God say about me? Who does God say I am? How can this scripture encourage my heart in my life right now? Now, like I said, there is a time and place where you need to open up the scriptures and allow his word to give you his peace and his joy and his comfort. But I want you to make it more of a habit when you open up the Word of God to get knowledge from it, to gain knowledge. And Jen Wilkin talks about in her book, Women of the Word, that if you are wanting to learn how to play basketball, or she uses the example of play piano, you're going to have to get piano books. You're going to have to go to lessons. A lot of people get their teacher, and their teacher will teach them how to do this, and then you go home and you practice. But there's something about us as women, we become a Christian, we know that Jesus died for us, we understand that he's alive today, and we look at our Bibles and we say that we give those excuses, I don't understand it, like this, like I'm confused, or I don't know where to start. And so we just leave the Bible closed and we kind of just hope and pray that, you know, we're going to gain what we need to gain, maybe through church or through a mentor. And we will, right? Like, we will. Like, when we go to church, that's our teacher, whether it's Sunday school or big church, that's our teacher teaching us, just like when you take piano lessons. But we need to be excited and have a passionate desire to know, to have the knowledge of the Word of God, and to not look at the Bible as something that can help me in my time of need, but can look at the Bible and say, I just want to find more about the character of Jesus. I want to know how Jesus responded to his disciples or responded to conflict. I want to know, like, we're diving into 1 Peter now and my Bible study at church here. And so when I read 1 Peter, yes, like this scripture, okay, I'm going to read you this scripture in 1 Peter. I love the scripture, okay? This is one of my favorites. It says, and after you have suffered a little while the God of grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. So Christ will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish. Like, that is wonderful. And I can pull that out and I can apply that to where I'm at in life. And I can just cling to that promise that he will restore. He's going to confirm in my life. He will strengthen and establish. That gives me a lot of comfort in the season of life that I'm in right now. And if that's all I read, that's great. But there's so much more richness and just wisdom and so much more that we can learn from the scripture when we understand. We know the author of 1 Peter, that's pretty simple, is Peter. But when we read the introduction and we understand that this is a letter, okay? This is a letter, so it's never meant to just pull out one or two things, but it's meant to read from the beginning to end. But we got to know who's writing the letter, who's the letter being written to. But when we understand that this is written to a group of people who are experiencing persecution and they're discouraged. And it says at the beginning of 1 Peter that he writes this to remind them of their riches and their inheritance in Jesus, and to remind them that they have a living hope. And his primary message for them is to trust in the Lord and to live obediently and to keep your hope fixed on God's promise of deliverance. And he talks about suffering a lot, and he tells these people who are kind of outcasts. It actually says at the beginning of Peter, at 1 Peter 1, it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in, and it gives the places, Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, I don't know how to say that, Asia and Bithynia, which is modern day Turkey. Okay, so these are the people in modern day Turkey. So these are, they've been dispersed, okay, and there's a point to this, I promise you. So these people have been dispersed, okay? So it says that Peter is writing this letter to these Christians. They were Jews and Gentiles, but they all were Christians, and they needed hope. But it says on here, to those who are elect exiles. So these are Christians, but they're exiles. Like, that doesn't seem right. So when you read and you dive into this, you realize, okay, I ain't gonna lie. There's times where, as a believer in Christ, and some of the decisions I make and some of the decisions I don't make or things I post, I may seem a little weird to people. And that's a question. Do I stand out from the world? And these people were standing out from the world and they were getting persecuted by it. Okay, so that's like some history. That's some context. And so when you know that, you're reading it in such a different viewpoint. And I really feel like that is where we're gaining some knowledge and we're gaining some wisdom and discernment through that. And so my encouragement to you is that whatever season of life that you're in, the pruning, the growing, the fruit, I'm definitely in the growing, and there's some growing pains. Like, I'm learning so much so fast. We have a beautiful, most amazing Bible teacher at church on Wednesday nights. She has been to seminary. She just is just, oh my gosh, like, if I could just put her in my pocket and just, she's just incredible. She's going to be on here. I'm going to have her as a guest on my podcast and hopefully online and hopefully have her as a speaker at some point. But I say all that to say is that she's my new teacher. Like, I'm learning and gleaning so much from her, and I'm taking lessons from her every Wednesday night. But in between that, I'm kind of doing my practice, just like we practice a piano, we practice basketball, if that's what we want to play. Sorry, I love basketball, but that's what I play. But it's just like when we want to grow in the knowledge of the Lord, I love the Lord with all my heart. Like, I love him, and I'm so thankful for his grace and mercy. But sometimes my mind is the one that runs away from me. And sometimes my mind, I have some negative self-talk about God's creation, which is myself. I have negative self-talk, and my mind is so distracted because I'm doing 20 million things, and I have social media, and I've got to keep up, and I've got to do this. And so, but when you open up the Word of God and you ask the Lord to renew your mind and look at the Bible for the knowledge of it as well as the heart of it, it's going to shift your perspective. And so I hope this is helpful to you. This has been a journey for me, and this is new for me too, as far as looking at the Bible in this kind of way, and studying the Bible in a way where I can truly grow in my knowledge of Him and my wisdom of Him, and not just in my emotions or my feelings, or, you know, what that scripture made me feel, or what that, you know. And there's a time, a place for that. The Holy Spirit is going to pull a scripture up, and it's going to punch me in my face, and it's going to make me have, like, the hair stand up on my arms. That's the Holy Spirit. Like, He's going to speak to us through His Word. Those things are going to happen. But while those things are going on, and that's going to happen, I can gain in the wisdom and the knowledge in my mind, and I can learn how the Bible, you know, connects, how all the dots connect, right? And so it's an amazing journey, and I would love for you to go on it with me. If you are not in our Bible study online, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com and just click Bible studies, click join, and that will lead you to our little group where you can click on it, and it will add you into our Facebook group. I would love for you to join us, because when we get done with this book, and you don't even have to have the book Women of the Word, you can just listen to the videos and still gain some value. But after we get done with Women of the Word, we're going to dive into 1 Peter, and we're going to put into action the things that we are learning on how to study the Bible. And we're going to eliminate some of the excuses, and we're going to empower you and encourage you. And honestly, ladies, like, I'm just going to be real and raw with you. I want to be more excited about reading my Bible than I am about, you know, going and watching my kid play flag football, or going to dinner with my friends, and, you know, or going to get a pedicure, or whatever it is. I say that because I need a pedicure, and I was just thinking about that. I really need to go because they're terrible. But I want to be more excited about reading God's Word. I want it to be a priority in my life, and it's hard. I get it. I'm right there with you. But I, you know, get convicted sometimes from the Lord that I get more excited or have a desire to do other things other than spend some time in His Word, and it's because I've made excuses. And so maybe you're not like that. Maybe you're doing great and you have a desire and passion right now, and you are diving into it and you're learning so much, and that's awesome. I'd love for you to, you know, email me, message me some tips, because I would love to learn from you. I'm on a journey where I'm starting to realize the viewpoints and the things that I would view the Bible and how I would study the Bible is only going to get me so far. But I want to be awakened to everything that God has for me in His Word. I want to learn Jesus's character. I want to learn more about God. And the reality is this world is not our home. And sometimes we live so much for the right now that we don't realize that we need to be living in the not yet. And we were born for Jesus. And as followers of Christ, as daughters of the King, when we die, we're going to be present with the Lord. And so it's easy for us to get caught up in the successes of the world and what's going on now and what's exciting for us and what our hearts and desires and dreams are. And all those are wonderful, but that's not our purpose of why we're on this earth. We need to live for the not yet. So it's not about the now. Really shift your perspective of the not yet, because we are going to be in heaven with Jesus, and it's going to be for eternity. And I cannot wait. And I want to think on those things and study those things and read Revelation and gain some wisdom from those things, so I can have more of a desire and excitement, and I can get trained up, and honestly take it seriously. That this world is not our home, and we are exiles on this earth in this world. I mean, there's so many scripture that we are not of this world. We are set apart. And so we can show God's light in this darkness. And we may feel a little awkward kind of standing out in the crowd. And that's okay. Because this is not our home. It's okay to stand out. It's okay to feel like you're weird or different. Based on, you know, your discernment and how the Holy Spirit is guiding you and leading you, just allow God's voice to be louder, than any of the negativity or anybody else's opinion when it comes to that. Because just like in 1 Peter, we are the elect exiles. We are the chosen outcasts. That's who we are. And we're going to suffer just like Christ, just like it says in 1 Peter. But we have a living hope. And there's a purpose in every struggle. And what a blessing to know that when we dive into the Word of God, that we can relate to these dispersed people who are struggling. And so you're going to find yourself in a lot of these characters in the Bible, and you're going to learn a lot. And so I'm praying for you as you do that. So my challenge to you is to, you know, journal to the Lord. I always encourage you to journal. Write some prayers to the Lord. Ask the Lord to reveal some things to you that you maybe need to change your mindset on how you view the Bible. And then pray for the Holy Spirit to just completely reveal himself to you in a new way as you view the Bible this way. So I hope this has been encouragement to you. I love you ladies so much. I am just so excited. I'm traveling a lot this fall to you guys doing retreats and conferences, and I am just loving spending time with you. It has just been so fun. I'm headed to Pigeon Forge this weekend, and I'm so excited to spend some time with some ladies from New Vision Church of Murfreesboro, and it's going to be an incredible weekend. Our theme is being deeply rooted, and so I'm going to be pulling some things out that I'm going to be teaching this weekend for a podcast coming up. The Lord's revealing so many things, and I just love visiting with y'all. So if you are looking for somebody to teach or speak at a conference or small group, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com and click on speaking. I'm booking for 2020 now, and I only book so many a month, and so and I already have some months already booked, but I would love to come and just share my heart with you and hug you and be with you and just sit on your couch and drink coffee and just talk about the Lord and encourage you. So on top of, you know, just coming to your church or your small group or whatever. But I am so grateful for just this opportunity to come alongside of you and just be real and honest that sometimes studying the Bible can be hard, but just know that there's so much richness and wisdom and love being just ready to be poured on top of you. And it's going to ultimately help you be awakened to more things of the Lord, because it's all about Him. So I hope everyone has a great night and y'all be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.